And welcome back. It's the nature of the media that with the squeaky wheel gets the grease. He or she who shouts loudest gets the headline. Now to a couple of longtime Ferguson residents who think they should be heard. Andrea James and Stephanie Becker are sisters, residents of Ferguson for 30-plus years. They think there are two sides to every story and, frankly, have taken some exception to some of the comments they have heard from guests on this program and others from people involved in and supportive of the protesters in Ferguson. Ladies, thanks so much for being with us. Nice to have you.
Thank you.
Let me ask you, out of the box, what part of the Ferguson story, and I'll start with you, what part of the Ferguson story do you think is not being told? And I'm sorry, which one are you?
Andy? I'm Andrea.
Andy.
Okay. Or Andy. That's
yeah,
great.
Okay, Andy, sorry.
No, that's fine. I think the part of the Ferguson story that's not being told is all of the other activities that are going on that are supporting our community. We have food pantries. We have community events. I also think that everything's going where the protesting is being made out to be peaceful. And being there, it's not that peaceful. You know, I got caught up in a couple of things that I didn't intend on being in. And you get yelled at, you get screamed at, you get slurred at. The looting isn't helping anyone who supports the Michael Brown cause. And it's destroying our community.
Stephanie, your thoughts? I'm sure you're pretty much along the same lines.
I am.
But put it in your words.
Well, I think Ferguson's a great community. It's very easy to be involved with. I have been able to be active member of many organizations there. I'd like to see more people come out and be active. I think there's a lot of positive things, such as Andy was mentioned. We got Sunday Parkway, evening bike rides, the farmers market. There's just so many positive things going on in Ferguson and in North County that I think it's being overlooked by the media that, as you had mentioned, that the squeaky wheel is the one that's getting the attention. But I'd also like to point out that in the daytime, there are lots of peaceful protesters. They're out there with their signs. They're asking you to honk as you drive by. Very simple things that can show your support for Michael Brown and his family. But there is an element that is joining the protesters that are not peaceful, that are destroying our community, that is not helping the Michael Brown cause by any means, and is probably turning more people off.
You say destroying the community. How is it destroying the community?
Oh, I think our businesses are definitely hurting. I think there's a lot of people from the St. Louis area that might have visited Ferguson or had considered visiting Ferguson because of the brew house, the pizza's house and whatnot, that are now going, I will never go to Ferguson. That is giving our neighborhood a bad reputation within St. Louis. That is destroying our neighborhood. We did have a very active farmers market where people came in from all over the region and would join us. And it was very nice to go down and not only buy fresh veggies and fruits and such, but to meet people from outside of our area who came to Ferguson specifically for events such as this.
We have a tweet here. The Ferguson Farmers Market is closed early.
Correct.
For the season. The indoor winter's market might begin in October. Do you think the early closing of the farmers market is a result of all of this?
Oh, definitely. Without a doubt. Right. Without a
yes.
doubt.
Yeah. Yes.
It
farmers.
Was stated last night. I mean, the farmers were concerned about coming. Because it wasn't peaceful at the farmer's market. And, you know, I have grandchildren that I bring to the farmer's market because of the diversity. And I live in Ferguson and North County because of the diversity. And I loved it because I thought it was very important, especially I have biracial grandchildren, that they be included and not feel out of place going someplace. And it's gotten to where they're... The people that are doing the angry protesting are getting in your face, and they're turning a lot of us that understand why they're angry against it. And I got to tell you, I don't see any of them. When we do our volunteer work, nobody's there. I mean, when we're even collecting canned goods and diapers and stuff for the Canfield apartments, there's nobody there. It's the same people. We
Correct.
Went to a town hall last night on communication, same people. I understand it's only for Ferguson residents, but there has to be more than 200 people in Ferguson.
Correct.
Now, how are those meetings going, and are they serving a valid and useful purpose?
I think that's...
We're talking about the Department of Justice town hall meetings now. Yes.
I I don't know. I think they're serving a purpose because I feel like the Ferguson residents at least get to say something. I don't know how relevant all of the comments are. But there were some good ones last night about communication, putting signs up, letting people know where other town halls are going to be and getting other people involved. But I don't know. I don't know that they're really serving a purpose, I have to tell you.
Stephanie, what do you think? I mean, we hear a lot about conversations. It's a question of what they lead to.
I agree. I'll be interested to see what it leads to. I think there will be improved communication from our officials who represent us in the local area. I think a lot of people, like my sister was saying, is coming up there, and they're given a heartfelt story. I think there's a lot of pain there, both from this incident and things that they'd like to see improved within our area. I'm hopeful that something positive will come out of it. I am positive or hopeful that something positive will come out from these meetings, but I don't know. I'm iffy.
let me ask you, and then I'll ask your sister as well, your thoughts about the investigation into this whole process so far. Are you satisfied with the way it's proceeding and the way it seems to be unfolding?
The investigation as far as the police, the Department of Justice?
The investigation into the shooting, the fact that there have been complaints of a lack of transparency. People would like to know more. We heard from Bob McCullough why a lot can't be told because of the process.
Well, I agree with the process, and I'm willing to wait for the process to run its course. So, yes, I guess I am satisfied with it.
Andy, how about you?
I'm pretty well satisfied with it. I think that if people would take the time to read the facts, not worry about what's on Twitter, not, you know, the Twitter rumors are just unbelievable. You know, I mean, there was a Twitter rumor out today from one of our representatives saying we hear the grand jury may come out with something today. Well, that you know, that to me is insightful. I just don't believe that should be stated. I think that our elected representatives, especially our county council and our state representatives, should be more involved with what's going on in the community. I've seen where they're going to form groups and committees, but I've not seen where anything's been held. And I went to St. Mark's, and there was nothing going on a Thursday night. So I'm not quite sure where everything's being led. I understand people are frustrated because there's a lot of talk, but I would like people to get more involved in our local community actions, I guess is where I'm going. And I know outsiders are upset about not being allowed in the meetings, but that's Department of Justice. That's not Ferguson. And at least this way, the community can have a dialogue, whether it goes anywhere or not, I don't know, but
correct.
At least they're able to talk.
Yeah. Right. People are comfortable speaking their opinion in front of their neighbors, and that's what it needs to be.
How representative do you think you two are, of the rest of the people in Ferguson, the people who are not in the streets?
Very representative.
I think very representative. I think...
very representative.
Yeah, I do believe that we are very representative. I live in a very diverse neighborhood. We just had a neighborhood picnic. People were discussing this, but I have to say that nobody was on the side of the looting or rioting or, you know, sitting outside at one of our restaurants and having the protesters walk by and screaming things at you. I mean, I don't see where they're helping their cause with this.
Do you have concerns that there will be more of the same and perhaps even more violent action if Officer Wilson is not indicted?
I
yes,
personally
honestly.
Think it might happen irregardless of what the indictment says. I think there's enough anger out there on either side, and it's going to be such a time, there's such an extension of time before what the initial action and the results that there's going to be anger no matter what. It's going to be extremely bad if he's not indicted. But again, it is a process that needs to be followed.
Andy?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's going to be bad. I would like the community leaders, just like Sergeant Brown had asked for them to come out, you know, and stand out and try to calm things down. But I didn't see anybody come out after that. I think a peaceful protest is your right. I mean, I was involved in many for women and many for other rights that I believe in. But I've never seen this type of violence. I really have never seen it. You know, I mean, and I go down there where the protesters are in front of the police station and pick up trash because they don't even clean up, you know, the protesters. I'm not saying what race you are. You know, you're destroying even the little street corner that you're sitting on.
Do either of you by any chance know Officer Wilson?
No.
No.
I can honestly tell you I don't know any Ferguson police officer, but I have been stopped and I have gotten a ticket. My son has gotten tickets, but, you know, I don't know any of the police officers.
I know a few from being active in the community that we've worked together at various events, fundraising events or just community events. So I've gotten to know them that way.
Do you think city government has to be changed to be more reflective, and the police department for that, more reflective of the community itself? I'm talking about the racial component.
Right. I would say that I don't think it's necessary. I think that if someone was qualified and they ran, I voted for Wesley Bell. Hazel Irby won, but I thought, oh, man, a nice young black man. We need some new young blood. But, I want the best qualified in there. And I voted for James Knowles, and I think he should stay. You know, I don't – when people want him gone – They need to come up with an alternative.
Correct.
Who's going to run? You just can't
Correct.
Tell somebody to step down after we voted for him.
Right. Give us some alternatives. Get people. You need to get involved in your community. You need to step forward. How do you want to move this community forward? We're listening. I will vote for you if you can tell me how you want to move this community forward. But just going up there after the fact, not getting involved, not voting, and then saying step down, what alternative are you giving us? And again, I met Wesley Bell, worked with him on community involvement projects. Great guy. There was no reason he should have lost, but people didn't get out and express their right, their duty to vote.
I want to thank you both so much for coming in and giving us your perspective on what's been going on in Ferguson. Voices, I think we said at the outset, that haven't been heard so very much, and I think it's important that those voices be heard. Thank you very much, Andrea James and Stephanie Becker.
Thank you for having us.
We have to end it on that note. Tomorrow on St. Louis on the Air, we'll talk with St. Louis Public Radio's Washington correspondent Jim Howard about issues of local interest in our nation's capital. We'll also hear science reporter Veronique LaCapra's conversation with environmental activist Lois Gibbs about lessons learned from her experiences at New York's Love Canal. Looking ahead, you can be part of the audience on Monday, October 6th, at a live broadcast of our legal roundtable in the Moot Courtroom at Washington University School of Law. We'll take a look at the new session of the U.S. Supreme Court. Plan on arriving by 11:30 for that noon broadcast. Archive versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs available for download podcast at stlpublicradio.org. It's a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.